saw, obviously, under your leadership, the Greens making a very strong play for the rural vote, a really strong pitch for the rural vote. Given that the overall national vote for the Greens, in fact, declined at this election compared with 2010, did that experiment fail?
No, it hasn't failed. In terms of votes, yes, we have seen a setback in our primary vote, although around some areas of rural and regional Australia, we did fare better than previous elections, and they tended to be areas that are perhaps under the greatest threat of coal seam gas. For example, we saw swings to us in areas like Cowper and in Richmond, and also in Lyon and New England, a few of those seats. But overwhelmingly, I said what I wanted to do was build a stronger relationship with rural and regional Australia, and I said at the time that that, of course, wouldn't lead in the short term to massive electoral changes, but there are so many issues that we have in common with rural and regional Australia that we've got to build that relationship, and I feel what we've done is start to have the conversations we need to have, make the contacts. We're certainly being welcomed in rural and regional areas. I had some terrific functions during the campaign, for example, a great forum in Ballarat. I launched our food policy online and we had over 100 people register from around the country. Went to a terrific function on growing local food and country of origin labelling and the like in Western Australia. So I feel like we're seriously engaged in the conversation, and what I think rural and regional Australia also knows now is we've certainly got their back. The Greens have got their back on things like foreign investment, on coal seam gas, on the supermarket duopoly, on a range of things that we'll continue to prosecute through this period of government.
To what extent is it a concern, or is it indeed a concern for you, that while voters, not just in regional areas, in the cities as well, but certainly we could see that trend in some regional areas, particularly in Queensland, voters did want to abandon the major parties, Labor and the Coalition, but they didn't go to you, the Greens, at sort of the traditional third party. They went to other people like the Palmer United Party, overwhelmingly. To what extent is it a concern for you that people were choosing something different, but that different choice was not the Greens?
Well, I'm certainly pleased they were choosing something different and recognising that the old parties really haven't been out there offering comprehensive policies for rural and regional Australia. But I think it showed the level of disengagement and frustration people have with the political process generally. And I think all of us in it have got a responsibility to try and make politics more accessible and meaningful for people who just follow it with a passing interest, if you like. Certainly, it's a concern that that people went to some of the new parties, but equally, a lot of money was spent, particularly by the Palmer United Party, to be out there as an alternative in the election in a way that others weren't quite as competitive.
So how do you address that as you continue forward and obviously, as you say, continuing this pitch to regional voters? If the Greens don't have, say, the money of a Clive Palmer, and there's a conflicted relationship with the farming sector, while there are areas, obviously, where you agree, coal seam gas overwhelmingly being the leader among those, there are clearly plenty of other areas of contention between the Greens and the agriculture sector. So how do you continue to make that pitch and try and win back some of that support, or win over some of that support?
You keep talking to people. You know, when we sit down with rural communities, they know that the thing that the Greens can bring to them is a dedicated group of people in parliaments at state and federal level who will stand up strongly on the issues that they believe in. And so where those issues coincide, they can't have stronger advocates than the Greens for things like the water trigger when it comes to coal seam gas. And on foreign investment, I intend to run very strongly in the Parliament to hold the Coalition to account and to actually make sure that we don't sell off vast areas of Australia to the wholly owned subsidiaries of foreign national governments. So they're the one of the issues we'll be working on, but I want to work with the Coalition also. They've said, Malcolm Turnbull has said, that he's concerned about the level of market power that the supermarkets have, and I think national competition policy is something we can work with them on. So we'll continue to have conversations on things like live exports. We'll continue to have conversations on the Murray, for example. But the Greens will continue to prosecute strongly for action on to address global warming, And I don't think perhaps rural communities had the level of awareness that they might have, and that's our fault for not getting the message out as clearly as we perhaps should have, on all of the things we've been able to develop and deliver to them through the Biodiversity Fund and the Clean Technology Fund, where we put millions out into rural and regional Australia, into food processing plants, everything, you know, from sugar milling to Bega cheeses in Tasmania to the better vats for the cheese making. You know, all sorts of projects got funding, and also on the land, I really took up the view that farmers often express to me, which is, you know, you want us to be stewards of the land, we want to be stewards of the land, but we simply can't afford it, and therefore we delivered them the Biodiversity Fund grant.
So, and the Greens were able to achieve some of those things largely because of the position you held in the Senate, that is, you held the balance of power in the Senate. That will persist, obviously, until the new senators take their seats at the middle of next year. How do you approach that role until then, but also how will you continue to try and work on some of these issues once you lose the balance of power in the Senate, and in fact, the balance tips in a more conservative direction?
Well, certainly in the next period, until July next year, we do have balance of power, and we will continue to prosecute these issues very strongly in the Senate and really test whether Tony Abbott and his National Party colleagues actually have got the back of rural and regional Australia and are prepared to act on some of these issues. And we're already seeing shocking announcements from the government about trying to fast-track coal seam gas, which I know will be horrific for communities around the country, and trying to devolve environment powers to the states. But because the Greens and Tony Windsor got that water trigger in the legislation last year, it means that's one of the areas they can't devolve to state governments. So it's one thing that every community threatened with coal seam gas will see the Greens actually stand and fight to defend what we achieved. In terms of the period after that, when Tony Abbott will have a group of up to eight independents who he can try and persuade to vote for his legislation, well, we will be working with them, talking to them as well as both of the old parties. And it means that the coalition is going to have to get the numbers by working through that. And nobody actually knows what a number of these independents actually stand for, or what or how they will vote. So that's going to be a really interesting period.
Also, I mean, the 43rd Parliament was obviously known for its vitriol, frankly. It was a very divisive period in Australian politics, it's probably fair to say. And of course, the Greens, like everyone else, was a part of that. You were very heavily attacked, you personally, but your party was very strongly attacked, and the Greens obviously have attacked other people as well in that Parliament. How much goodwill is there left to work together on the stuff that you agree on, and how confident are you that if that's a bit deficient, that you can rebuild that goodwill?
Oh, you have to, Anna. In politics, you have to work with people across all political parties to deliver outcomes. And that's always been the view that I have taken. And when we get into positions where we can deliver, then we work on arrangements that will deliver them. And it was the Greens with that agreement in the last period of government that was able to deliver, you know, Denticare. I'm really proud of the fact that starting next year, the beginning of next year, you're going to have 3.5 million children across Australia with Medicare-funded Denticare for the first time. And that really matters in rural and regional Australia. And not only that, the money going into renewable energy, and we will stand up to make sure that the Abbott government doesn't tear down the Clean Energy Finance Corporation when it's funded everything from the photovoltaic farm up at Solar Mill at Moree down to wind farms elsewhere in the country. So we'll be doing everything we can, but it does mean working together, and we will do that. I mean, that is your professional responsibility to deliver as much as you can for the community.